10:15, Monday Night Live. What the hell was Pete Townsend thinking when he wrote that record, eh? Awesome song. Thank God he did, but I've no idea what it's about. Bubba O'Reilly. It's 10:16. It's Absolute Radio. Let's do the Music Minute. This is where you'll find the Music Minute. Basically, it's a music quiz. If you know your music trivia, you're going to find this a breeze. We're going to play. Used to do it at 8:30. We're now going to do it about 10:15 on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Feel free to call 0330 123 1215. Tonight, we say hello to Phil in Bognor Regis. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Ben.
How are you?
We're great, thanks. Yourself?
I'm all right. I'm having a blast tonight. I don't think I've ever enjoyed doing or listening to a radio show more than tonight's show.
I've been love hearing it, I tell you.
Day one of Absolute Radio, marks out of 10.
10.5.
Wow, you're really enjoying it.
Really, really, really.
There have been some belters on the radio today.
Just.
Do you know what? I've never been more proud to say I work for Absolute Radio or to walk through the building and to know that I'm a DJ on this radio station. This is what I do. I can't believe I'm the luckiest boy alive.
And we're proud to listen to you.
What is what's your favourite song of all time?
Until the Night, Billy Joel.
Wow. Let's play that one night, because that's a great song.
That's fantastic.
Do you like We Didn't Start the Fire?
Yes, I did.
See, because I think I can... I used to do American politics. When I did an A-level, I did American politics. And I'm pretty sure that I know all the words to that song, because for one of my essays, I just wrote down the lyrics to Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. I got sent to the headmaster, but I did okay. I think I got a D for politics. listen, let's do the Music Minute. There's some good prizes this week. Just for playing, you will get tickets to go to the premiere of the Arctic Monkeys DVD, which is happening in October, and we'll get a screening near you. Also, if you have the top score of the week, you will get a guitar signed by the Kings of Leon. Now, they are a band, I reckon, who will still be around in 5, 10, 15 years' time. They are a tremendous band. UK's number one single, UK's number one album. That would look good in Bognor Regis, I guess, Phil, yeah?
Wouldn't it just?
Okay, fingers crossed. 60 seconds. Now, because we've changed from the old radio station to Absolute, someone has deleted most of the other bits and pieces. Now, I can't find my minute bit of music, so I'm going to have to make do with this very untense minute music bed. So, here we go. Your time starts now. Good luck. I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And the lyrics to which Queen song?
We Will Rock You.
It's the wrong answer. We are the champions. The Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, was the lead singer of which 70s rock band?
Black Sabbath.
Correct. Who performed the Bond theme, You Know My Name, for Casino Royale? Chris Cornell or Tina Turner?
Chris Cornell.
Correct. Which band singles include Australia and A Design for Life?
Stereophonic.
Wrong. Manic Street Preachers. Which Smith song was covered by Mark Ronson on his album Version?
Awesome.
Stop Me. Who has the UK's number one album this week?
Kings of Leon.
Correct. Which legendary guitar player features on the advert for Guitar Hero?
Pass.
Slash. On which Coldplay album do the singles Fix You, Talk and Speed of Sound feature? A Rush of Blood to the Head or X and Y?
X and Y.
Correct. Don Henley, Joe Walsh make up half.
Eagles.
Well done. Which band sang A Girl from Mars in 1995?
Pass.
Ash. Which band, sorry, who connects the bands Blur and the Gorillaz? No.
Damon Allman.
Correct answer. Which Who song? I've started, so I'll finish. Which... let's do that again. Which Who song is used as the theme tune to CSI Las Vegas? Won't Get Fooled Again or Pinball Wizard?
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Is the right answer. Well done, you. Wait there a second. I'm going to type up your scores. We'll find out how you did after a song I haven't played on the radio for ages. Do you remember this? Rasmus and In the Shadows.